Today is the first day of the NFL draft, and as this day plays out, it's a reminder of all the stuff that I've done to get to this point.
It's all worth it.
I'll go forth and do what
yesterday,
I know.
Yesterday,
September 1st, 2016.
Tonight is my last
one. I'm going to make it happen because I know tomorrow's not promised. I've been waiting for this moment. I will not let it slip away.
From a very young age, I knew what I wanted to do, and it kind of really centered my life in regards to focus. If I want to be in the NFL, I can't do this, can't do that. I remember telling my dad, like, hey, Dad, I want to do this for the rest of my life. I'm going to be a professional football player when I grow up. He said, hey, you can do anything you want. He was going to take a lot of hard work, but you can be anything you want to be.
September 4th, 2016, I will not be intimidated. I will go forth and do what I know I'm meant to do. And that is be a professional football player.
So I actually started when I was a freshman or a sophomore in high school. I started doing it every single day, every single morning. I just felt so light. And of course, time to time, I would get busy with life. But even then, I always like came back to, you know, write it all out. Journaling to me is something to center myself and also just such a big reflection on like my day after a long day. Something went wrong, write it all out. Something went great, write it all out. It's kind of who I am and the person now that I mean, I literally write everything down.
I've been waiting for this moment and I will make my dreams come true. Watch me. I see that I went undrafted.
The day before the draft, I get a call from a number I've never, it just comes up unregistered. And I answer, I'm like, hello? It's the Tennessee Titans. We just wanted to call and let you know that, hey, if you're still around in the sixth round tomorrow, we're going to take you. The 2016 draft, it came and it went. And no call from Tennessee Titans, not even after the draft, so.
I was calm during the whole process. It was all for naught. I'm so confused. That's crazy.
Some of the stuff, I mean, oh, like looking back and knowing how I felt the day and how hopeless, oh, how hopeless and just like left field I felt writing some of these like journal entries that I have. I mean, I'm just... So after the draft, a whole bunch of teams calling and jockeying for like, hey, come here. For me, Denver was one of those places. I ended up signing with Denver as my hometown. I was excited.
This was on September 1st, 2016. We played our last preseason game. And I mean, I gave that game everything I had. Went back to my room and just kind of just laid down, went right to sleep. Because I knew either tomorrow was going to be exciting or it was going to be devastating, so. Today's the last day of cuts for the 2016 season.
I woke up immediately, you know, first thing you want to do is look at your phone, because that's what they do, they call you on your phone. Didn't have any missed calls, so I was like, oh, yes. Gets kind of towards the very end, like, and you like you kind of get the feeling like you're kind of the only one left in our hotel that's like, hey, Melon, you're all good.
And then I got to journaling. I don't know if you guys can see this right here, but I was like journaling.
And then my phone rang.
That's where I dropped the pen. And this little space right here.
I just remember thinking like, damn.
Damn.
Hey, can you bring in your playbook? Coach wants to talk to you. That's how they always say it. I'm sitting in the coach's office and he said, yeah, you know, if you don't do something, you should do it now. Don't wait. Don't really kind of try to hang your hat on this football thing. And I remember thinking to myself in that moment, like, I was like, did he just, I was like, I know this man didn't just say this to me. Got my stuff. And drove home. Damn. I've worked too hard to get to the door and be like, oh, you know what? Oh, you came, you got close. I remember immediately thinking like, all right, you'll see, watch me. 2016 season comes, 2016 season goes. Nothing. Absolutely zilch. I said, I refuse to let this be my story. I refuse to let this be the end of my football career. So this whole time, I wake up about 6:45, 7 a.m., work out to about 5, and do it all on my own, not getting paid by anybody. And then I would go clean carpets from about 10 o'clock at night to like 2 and 3 in the morning. A lot of people are like, what are you doing? This isn't a life. I'm going to do this, and I'm going to play in the NFL on Sunday. I was doing everything possible I think I can think of to set myself apart from everybody else, to get my fair shot. Then I had one ring. It was the Buffalo Bills. It was the Buffalo Bills, yeah.
I knew he had a lot of talent. I watched him a lot, almost every one of his games when he played at Wyoming.
And Coach Ross was like, all right, bring him in for a workout.
I think every player that comes in has a chance to make the team. How much time are you willing to put in to make yourself better?
I mean, I've been working all these hours, working out, cleaning carpets, boxing, swimming. Everybody else is sleeping, I'm working. It was all for this one opportunity. I had one shot. I've been waiting for this moment. I'm more than prepared. I will not let it slip away. I went for a workout, and I was ready. Oh, I was ready. I had no doubt. I went out like, this is mine. September 2nd, I have made the 53-man roster for the Buffalo Bills NFL. All the hard work in the dark and all the naysayers, despite all of it, I've done what I said I was going to do. It was all worth it. The rest is history.
Let's go! I love it. Test me!
The NFL is such a business that you can never really kind of have that comfortability in the sense that, like, oh, I've arrived, I've made it. It's never really a destination. It's more so a journey. And I'm just taking it every day, step by step, and trying to put my best foot forward.
Hey, Coach, I'm ready. I'm on the ready.
Can I stand up for a second? Because my butt's falling asleep.
Oh, this is my carpet now. Oh.